Hello.
Tony Childs, Rob Kidd from Radio 4MK in Mackay. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm okay. You're on a boat in the Whitsundays.
I'm jamming on a boat.
Which boat? Can you paint a picture for us all? Because I'm kind of jealous of you right now.
Well, we are on a boat on the sea in the Whitsundays on a beautiful, gorgeous day. And I'm going to play some of my old music, and we're going to just jam and make up stuff. There's going to be some other singers as well with me who are going to chime in, and we're just going to have some fun. It's a day out on the water on a big, beautiful boat.
Wow. What a view you must have. What marine life have you seen right now?
Yeah. You see turtles. You see all of that. You see a nice little glass of Prosecco. You see all kinds of stuff. Yeah, you know, it's just a day out. We did a day out 3 months ago, and it was so much fun. And it just blew up into something really, really special. I think we're going to be sharing, actually, the video of that around. I know you can go onto my Facebook page and check out our jam that we had, and we just want to do it again.
And you've been singing to whales as well, yeah?
Well, that's another thing, yeah. So I'm doing these underwater concerts for whales and dolphins, and I'm filming them for a 360 installation. In fact, Airlie Beach, the Great Barrier Reef Festival that they have every year, are interested in installing that installation next year. And there's three pieces to the installation. There's a 30-foot diameter projection screen that you walk into at about 8 projectors, and you get to see me singing underwater, and it's just this super out-of-the-box inspired experience that came to me with the music that I wrote with Mick Lavage, my husband. And it works, and it's all to shine a light on solutions for repairing and restoring the Great Barrier Reef and bringing those IUCN Red List scientists. Do you know who IUCN Red List is?
No.
Okay, so they're an organization, an international organization, that has 6,000. Over 6,000 scientists that monitor the world's extinction rate of species.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole group that are dedicated to just the reefs around the world. And so we hook up these different scientists that are working on the Great Barrier Reef, for example, with students from primary to high school and university to basically work with these scientists in real time. And on their restoration recommendations for the reefs and that. And now I'm here in Port Douglas talking with Dean from CEO of Legacy, Dean Miller, Great Barrier Reef Legacy Organization, where they have a new project and a new campaign. They're taking coral reefs and they are creating a coral bank. So that way schools could interface and take care of the corals.
Mm.
Each school will carry a group of corals, so we keep them for posterity so we can restore them when we've gotten our equilibrium back. And so there's some wonderful things that we're doing with that.
Can you tell me what it was like the first time you heard the sound of a whale underwater?
I don't know. It's kind of eerie. When you first hear it, you're not sure what you're hearing, because back then, you know, you just didn't know. You know, people weren't really talking about it anyway.
Yeah. That must make you feel pretty good, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I guess you can have a full-on career and it's pretty me. Hopefully what kicks in is like, maybe I can actually use this to shine a light on something.
Yeah.
That needs our value and care, right? And
yeah,
people doing super out-of-the-box stuff. I don't know. This decade for me is about having a whole lot of fun and doing defiant acts of beauty. And I'm really excited. I've got a really great photo. I'll have to text it to you or send it to you. If you text me, give me your information, but it's me under the water. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. I was about to say the same thing. If you could send me a photo so we can share it with everybody. If you could do that, that would be absolutely magnificent.
Yeah, and then if you want, give Buddo a call and have him send you a copy of that video of us jamming on the boat, and then you'll see we just were having a ball, and so we want to just continue that on. Yeah.
I'm so jealous of you. I really am. Tony Childs, thank you so much for the quick chat today.
All right, thank you. All right, aloha.
Aloha. Have a great day. Thanks, Tony.
You too. Bye.